This is The Gathering 2008 in partnership with Bridgend County Borough Council Arts and Culture. Tonight's hosts on Celtica Radio are Ed Risby and Dave Easterbrook.
It's www.celticaradio.com live from the Bridgend Recreation Centre with three rowdy young men. Guys, what's your names?
James Talley.
Kai.
Craig Fielding.
So boys, what made you come to this gig this evening here in the Bridgend Rec?
See you, Dave.
See you.
Just to see you.
Oh, I feel honoured. But it's a pity you're not three sexy blondes, though.
I've
got a couple on the go.
Yeah. Lucky boy.
I'm just trying my hardest, and I'm just not getting anywhere, and Tiny's taken. So
this evening is all under 18s. It's all different schools competing with one band, then, for the chance of some great prizes, £500 recording contracts, so on and so forth. What band have you come here to particularly see this evening, if any?
My
cousin Craig Close is playing in one, so I suppose I'm seeing him sometime.
And but, he's technically my cousin too.
And I'm their friend, so it's great, isn't it? It's just as believable.
To be particularly honest, if our band played, we'd have killed them all.
Yeah, because we would have just
blown them out of the water.
If we had taken the time to actually bother entering this, we thought, is there any point there? I mean, we won the school I said, but we absolutely kicked.
3 years in a row.
3 years in a row. We kicked the absolute backside. If we had done this night, we would have won that prize easily,
Well, so why didn't you then?
Because no one would fill in the forms in time or something like that. We were going to, though.
There is a lot of paperwork to it, though.
Yeah.
And what the bands don't know is there's still more to do with me this evening. They've got to fill in a bit more paperwork and cross the I's and dot the T's. So, what kind of music is your band, then, you were saying just then?
I'd say it's kind of
anything from punk to,
metal,
old school rock.
Metal,
punk rock, anything like that,
So, what's the band called, then?
What are we called?
We're still in
Serentide Effect, isn't it?
Yes, Serentide Effect.
Serentide Effect. We're still in the middle of recording our first EP.
We don't have a MySpace yet either, but if we did, we'd want you to go on it.
It would go somewhere along with this. www.myspace.com/
Serentide Effect. Serentide, and that's great.
Well, why don't you get a MySpace up under that name now then?
Because we just can't be bothered. We're writing our own stuff, doing it.
Well, you've got to put yourself out there and then get stuff back then.
Yeah. What we're going to do.
We're just working our backsides off the moment to try and get these tracks done, but. It's taking a bit of time.
Well, have fun this evening. Don't get caught in the mosh pit too many times this evening.
Oh, we're going to. Trust me. We're going to start them,
You rebels, Jim. We'll catch you for later on here with CelticaRadio.com.
The fastest way to the internet. islandwebservices.co.uk. Island Web Services design and host bespoke websites for businesses and individuals. Professional websites start from just £100 with no hidden extras. Log on to find out more at islandwebservices.co.uk.
Celtica, Celtica, Celtica.
Yes. All right, do you know what? It's good to see a full house in the place. How's everyone feeling? All right, do you know what? That wasn't bad, but we need to know that the place is truly live so we can get the music started. On the count of three, I want everyone in the house to make a little bit of noise. 1, 2, 3! That's the way we do. Check this out. You are here for the gathering. We've got a whole load of bands up here ready to do their thing, and you know the deal. Who's here to support the band that they already know? Who's here to make some noise for their own crew right about now? And I tell you what, we're going to kick straight on with the music. I'll tell you all about the jam and how it's going down a little bit later on. But we're going to kick straight on with a little bit of sound. What I need you to do is please put your hands together for the first act of the evening. Puffinax! song we're gonna play? It's called Roulette.
Business where you sold, say, wine or milk or bottled water, you wouldn't tell your customers that you wanted them to pay for 100 bottles, but there may be only 80 when they arrive, or perhaps 120. But that's exactly what happens when you buy advertising time on ordinary broadcast radio. They have no way of telling you accurately how many listeners they deliver, because their research is based on estimates. Celtica Internet Access Radio is different. Every listener is counted, so you know exactly what audience you have been talking to. Exactly. Celtica Radio. At CelticaRadio.com. Sounds like simple, common sense.
Hi, this is Jordan Thomas. Join me for 60 minutes of the best new rock music from all over the world. From the Arctic to Zimbabwe, if we think you should be hearing it, it'll be on the programme. However, we might just draw the line at Antarctica, as it's a protected wilderness still. Great music, vibes on the bands, and Ascending to Earth shortly will be the best opinions from above. Don't worry, we haven't gone totally religious on you. The VX3 spaceship is in orbit, scanning for the best bits in rock music to beam back to Earth. So join us here soon on Celtica Radio, your only digital alternative.
Tune into it, Risby.
Celtica Radio.
Tune into it, Risby.
Celtica, yeah.
Tune into it, Risby.
Celtica Radio.
Tune into it, Risby.
Celtica, yeah.
All right then, guys. Right, who have we got then? This is Panthanax. Welcome to Celtica Radio. Please excuse me looking at this mic, because, you know, I got a posh one, you got them ones. Right then, we got James.
Yep.
All right, Scott.
Yep.
Rodri.
Yep.
Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least the four matched. That's good.
Apart from the
good
band name.
Have I?
Pathanax.
Pathanax.
Yeah.
Pathanax.
Yep.
Right, now it says here you were formed in December 2006.
Yes.
Okay, well, what made you come together then? Why?
Well, it was initially Rod and Josh's idea, and then nothing really much came of that idea.
Yeah,
until
we had the idea about like a year before, and like nothing ever came of it, so
right,
we just took it from there. And Smithy started talking to Josh and was like, oh yeah. And
then through a shared passion of the music we love, we got together and formed a group.
Yes, now then, I understand there were some heats before today.
Yeah, there was really only band in our school.
Yeah,
right.
Actually, no, there was one other, wasn't there? There was,
yeah,
we did that one with, oh, I don't know what they're called, but
I don't think they have a name.
They don't have a name, they're just a couple of people doing a jam, so.
Alright. They were just doing a jam, is it? Yeah. Okay, then now it says here, like, your musical influence, Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax.
Yes.
Yeah, right, maybe.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, old school thrash.
No, trying to bring our own flavour to it.
Trying to bring your own. Right, yeah. Now, I take it, what did you do tonight then? Your material tonight was?
It was all our stuff.
Your own material, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So who's your guy who writes it then, kind of stuff, you know?
I wrote all the
lyrics.
Well, Rod wrote the lyrics to one of the songs.
Right.
Scott wrote all the solos, and I did the structures pretty much.
I wrote all the drums.
And Josh did
you
all
did
the
all
drums.
The drums. I just hit them. Big bits of plastic and you hit.
Yeah.
Is it your own set of drums up there you got? Or is it something they've put in position?
From.
You have to bring your own snare and stuff though, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's belonging to the college.
Oh, right, it's from the college, is it?
I think so.
I'm not too sure, because, I mean, I was out there running around like a headless chicken, as usual.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get everything set up.
I've never actually seen a chicken without a head.
Trust me, they run around quite well. I do, I have a very good impression of it.
Cool.
Right, so, you've been formed now, was it, that's 2 years?
Yeah, 1 year.
Year and a bit.
Yeah.
2008,
yeah,
now.
A year and 3 months.
Year and a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't count. I fail school.
Neither can we.
So right, right, 5 years from now then, where do you want to be 5 years from now?
Wembley Stadium.
Wembley Stadium. Why can't you go for the Millennium one? It's better than Wembley.
That's bigger.
What's that got to do with it?
That's 10 years, that is. That's the.
Oh, yeah. Well, Wembley's 10 years away.
No, Millennium's 10.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we'll make a time machine so then we can play the Millennium Stadium and Wembley Stadium at the same time.
They'd have changed it by then.
Yeah, man, yeah.
That's kind of the ideas he throws in the lyrics as well.
The other bands we got here tonight, like, have you ever seen them before?
No.
Been a little talk we had Thursday, I suppose, 5 minutes, but we've seen them on MySpace. We've, like, listened.
So you've been checking them out on MySpace, stuff like that, is it?
Yeah, checking out what you're going to play against.
Alright, how do you think you're faring so far? I'll be honest, I haven't listened to the set because I've been here and there out there.
I don't know, it went down pretty well. First.
The crowd seemed to be quite into it. So.
Yeah, now apparently we've got over 800 people, kids out there, like, so.
800. Nice.
It was 800 plus, like, because we're counting through the door, nearly 900.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Plus, if you haven't looked outside the windows yet.
Is Is it people queuing?
Yes. Oh. They've stood outside. They've stood out there. That lot out there can't get in.
Ah, oh, typical latecomers. They should have come here early, shouldn't they?
Well, yeah, they should have come earlier, yeah, but I mean, you know.
Now they missed us.
Oh, that's our mates who've come late.
Well, they can't get in, so they're going to miss everybody.
Well, they're not letting any more people in.
Well, they're probably going to let a few more in, I think, like, but we'll have to wait and see.
It looked pretty fun, when we were playing.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah. There's a big gap for a bit.
No, apparently we had a mush pit going out in the front, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was good.
Now, right, you're up on stage. Like, this is probably the biggest crowd you played to then, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, 800-900 people?
We played in school, but they were all sitting down. So, you know,
oh, they weren't sitting down.
Oh, they're chairs.
Oh, there's one kid.
In chairs. Well, it's usually a good place to sit, really, isn't it? Yeah, your age, you can sit on the floor if you want, mate.
Yeah, we got one friend who's like 2 foot tall and he was standing up. No one noticed, but...
His name is Mike Hodges. Remember that name.
He's going to be famous, is he?
Yeah. What's his address?
All right, then. So we've covered that. Like, so right. What are we? What else have we got now? Like, we've got Liam's lead guitars now.
Scott.
Smith.
Scott.
Yeah.
Scott.
Okay. Then now I've got some down here. Like it says, what's it? Rhythm guitars.
Yeah, that's me.
Don't say me. Me doesn't work on radio. Oh, remember that.
James.
Right, James. Business, yeah. You're doing. Is it rhythm guitar?
Yep, and vocals.
And vocals, it says here as well. Why that then? Why aren't you playing bass? Can't you play bass? It's only got 4 strings on it. I know, you're obviously bass then, because we know who the drummer is.
Oh, we thought, no, for 2 bassists, it might sound a bit mushy. Yeah.
Might be a bit too much better on guitar.
So you can do bass as well, though?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, what do you mean, kind of?
It's easy to play, isn't it?
Right, can the bassist play lead guitar?
Yeah, they just sound
Can the rhythm guitarist play lead guitar?
Well, I don't know, my son does guitar as well, like, so he does bass and lead.
Yeah, I've got to lead him out. It's not for this band, or us. No, any of these two are nice.
Still practicing.
Oh, not for this? Oh, you're in another band as well?
Oh, no, like? That's just a bit of fun on the side, just like a little guitar sitting in the corner. Like. Sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A bit of fun on the side,
So, right, you've done your video interview. Who was the suckers that went up for the video interview then?
James and Scott.
So,
James and Scott.
Apparently, doing two of you, weren't it? They're only taking two in?
Yeah.
My headphones have decided to act up now. Typical. Oh, that's a bit back again.
Good.
So what was that like? The video interview?
Yeah, it was good.
It's really bright lights on.
Yes, I've did you trip over the cable when you walked in the room?
No.
No, I did walking out.
Did you? There's a big cable up on stage. You wonder if we're going to trip on that or not.
There's lots of cables up on stage, believe it or not.
Half of them are mine.
Yeah. So you can plug them in all your guitars at the same time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right then, so how old are you all then? Like, let's start off, give me your name and your ages then.
Right, I'm James, it's my birthday tomorrow, 17 tomorrow.
Happy birthday then, sucker.
Cheers.
I'm Scott, I'm 16.
Yeah?
Josh, I'm 16.
I'm Rod and I'm 17.
Think about it now. My daughter's 17 as well, she's never going to make 18.
Yeah.
Now I've decided, I'm still playing with 10. All I can hear is the click then. Shouldn't be doing that. Right, so in 5 years' time then, you reckon you're going to be in Wembley?
No.
No,
you have that now. 10 years' time, then.
I reckon CIA 5 years' time.
Hopefully.
A bit of luck, like, getting all right people.
Have you got many fans with you here tonight?
They was meant to be, but they're going to be in the queue outside.
They're probably in the queue outside, are they?
They turned up late and they didn't know we were on first.
So, alright, you're all in Pencoid comp, is it?
Yeah.
In the comp. How big is the comp? I don't mean.
It's about 850 now, and
that's about 10 more.
So that's most of the kids out there then, is it, who didn't come see you? Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, if each school had 850 people in it, the schools are here, we'd need a bigger hall.
You would, yeah.
Well, I'd get a smaller space to do this in. All right, cheers, lads. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers,
bye. Bye.
Thanks,
good luck.
Bye.
And good luck with winning. Cheers, boys.
Thanks.
Celtica Radio.
Celtica Radio.
How you doing? Yes, you did. No, you didn't. But you didn't seem to care. What you want, what you need, what never really seen. All the things that've been trapped inside my dreams. Here we go.
But you can't see what we see. But you don't wanna be. Well, you lie and you cheat and you steal from all our hearts. And you wish that you knew all the things that we know. And you suck and you blow and you give it all a go. Here you go. But you can't see what we see. But you don't wanna be. All patience has been lost. Giving up and giving out is what it's all about. You cheat and you steal from all our hearts. And you wish that you knew all the things that we know. And you suck and you blow and you give it all a go. Here we go. But you can't see what we see. But you don't wanna be. Well, we lie and we cheat and you steal from all our hearts. And you wish that you knew all the things that we know. And you suck and you blow and you give it all a go. Here we go.
This is a song which is written about Jordan's leg, because he stuck an axe through it, because he's Jordan. It's called Axes and My Anatomy. I can't seem to find what we're missing all this time, but I can't build my home on the people, flesh and bone, this people, flesh and bone. We've been running from this town, this walk is just too goddamn slow, but I don't get the jokes, but I need to laugh, so knock, knock, here we go. I can't seem to find what we're missing all this time, but I can't build my home on this people, flesh and bone, this people, flesh and bone. Here's a little jump for you. From the window to the wall, let the sweat drip down my balls, right down my balls. Ah, ski, ski, motherfucker. Ah, ski, 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 ski. Ah, ski, ski, motherfucker. Ah, ski, 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 ski. I built my home on a thousand landmines to blow away our own kind, but I can't seem to find what we're missing all this time. I can't seem to find what we're missing all this time, but I can't build my home. People, flesh and bone, this people, flesh and bone.
the sweat drips down my balls. That jump was feeble, Josh. You can do better than that. They won it again, Rich. Packs of steel.
You ready?
There's a bit of change of pace here. Make up your mind.
What I'm gonna do? What I'm gonna do?
No! Hey!
Make up my mind. But I wanna grow up.
Anyone here know how to skank?
It's so hard to think about future.
Your future.
When I pass, you gotta pass.
What you say?
Gives me a headache. Trying to make hope.
You got a headache.
Just need to make
up your mind.
Hard to think about future. When I pass, you gotta pass.
No.
Make up your mind. But I wanna grow up. I'm fine as I am. Can't just waste all my friends on my life.
This is a new song, but most of you probably haven't heard this before, so they're all new songs, so... we just gotta wait for Josh. He's tuning in his strategically taste bass.
Last song.
You all having a good time tonight?
Let's go, Rich.
It's good.
Let's go.
This song's gonna go forth and fornicate. I can't not see. I broke your heart. that's the last song. Bye-bye.
Now then, suntan lotion, passport, moisturiser.
A lot of people forget one of the most important things they need on a trip to Europe.
Travel insurance.
It's the new European Health Insurance Card. It replaces the old E111 form and lets you have free or reduced-cost healthcare in most European countries. Apply for your free European Health Insurance Card now. It takes time to process, so make sure you don't leave it too late. Find out more at dh.gov.uk/travellers or visit your local post office.
Oh yes, and hair straighteners.
Are you fed up of hearing the same 500 songs in every other radio station you listen to?
Oh my God!
Well, the Celtica Radio Underground Edition is different, with great entertainment that's delivered direct to your home or work PC at the click of a button. We've news, interviews, and an eclectic mix of new artists and classic tracks covering all types of music and culture, and definitely not the same 500 songs you hear on all the other radio stations.
Listen to your old Sergeant Major.
So, if you're in the mood for something a little more adventurous, then the Celtica Radio Underground Edition is definitely for you. That's with me, Bill Everett, live and on demand, and only on CelticaRadio.com.
Okay then, I'm Ed Risby from Celtica Radio.
How you doing?
Welcome. This is going to be broadcast over the next week, and then probably continuing then for however long. All right. At the moment, then, we've got Defenders of the State. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Give us your names then. One at a time, by the way.
I'm Josh. I play bass.
I'm Rich. I play guitar.
I'm Tom. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Jordan. I play drums.
You're the drummer.
Yeah.
The one that's sweaty.
Yeah.
No, I'm the sweaty one.
That's because you got too many shirts on then, eh?
Yeah.
Right then. It says here now you're, was it a punk?
Yeah.
Ska?
Yeah.
So, what was your set tonight then?
It was all like new stuff, so. Because yeah. I just joined the band, so I don't really know what you used to play.
Yeah, it was a bit.
Yeah, talk to the microphone, not to me. I know I'm over here, like, you know, but you know.
I don't do it.
Oh, yeah, drummer. You haven't got a mic, have you? No, you used to think. Always give drummers a mic. Yeah. They know what they're doing then from then onwards. What was I going with that anyway?
I have no idea.
No, no idea. That's it. I haven't either. Right then. So, what was in your set tonight then?
Songs.
We'll have to lean towards it. You know, it'll pick you up from the other side of the room.
It was all our own songs.
Your own songs as well, is it?
Yeah.
Okay then, because we've got your material release form, right, so we're allowed to play it out on anyway. That came out in English, I think. So, how many songs did you do then?
Four
in total, is it? Because I've got to admit, I'm in here and it's happening out there. It says here, like, who wrote this now? Tom did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, oh.
Yeah, look, blimey. Words that do not match deeds are unimportant.
They are.
You don't have to lean to the mic, it'll pick you up, don't
I just like leaning into the mic.
He's a singer, he's
yeah, that's how I sing.
Yeah, alright, I'll turn you down. I'm going to keep doing that then. You're deafing me. Right then. So, out of the things you did then tonight, alright, what was the audience like?
Very good.
You got about, what was it, 800 people out there, or 800 kids out there?
That.
Yeah, it's about 800. Well, you see, you came past that lot out there, didn't you?
Yeah.
They're the ones that can't get in.
If we'd have told you that before, George, you wouldn't have been able to play, would you?
Hey?
Nice swear.
No, I'd rather you didn't. Okay. Talk to the microphone again.
Okay.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Yeah. I like talking.
Yeah, there's about 800 out there. Like, there's another probably 100 stood here and going outside as well.
Nice.
Trying to. That's okay, yeah, that didn't blow my ears. Not quite.
Can you employ me for a sound effects guy?
No. We don't, we're not employed. I don't get paid to do this. We're all volunteers. Yeah, have oh, heck.
Bumper sticker.
No, it's not a bumper one, it's a car window one. Have that.
Yeah, I'm
a
car.
Yeah. I wish. Right then, ages then. Let's go around with the ages then. Josh?
I'm 17.
I'm 16.
Who's 16?
Rich.
Rich is 16. See, you gotta say, I know I'm pointing like, but you've got to say, give us a hint.
17.
Tom.
Tom is 17.
Thomas Staley is 17.
16.
You're sure about this now?
Yeah.
You look a bit unsure. I know you're the drummer, like, you're supposed to be the sure ones.
Stupid one.
Do we have to speak about ourselves in third person all the time?
No. It's just so, you know, the audience knows who we're talking about. Right, you've got a MySpace web space?
Yeah.
Right, say it out then, do you know it?
www.myspace.com/defendersofthestate.
There we are.
You hear him then, Jord?
Yeah. Woo! That was near me ears gone. Right, it says, what else did you write it? Life-inspired teen punk dreamed up by the love child of the 90s television and IKEA flat pack furniture. Now, it's the flat pack furniture I want to know about. What's that to do with this?
Because I was made from IKEA.
You were bored, weren't you?
That's
you were bored when
tall.
You wrote that.
That's yeah. Why you're so awkward.
But that's IKEA awkward. Is awesome.
Yeah.
It's not.
It is.
Swedish.
Swedish. But there's some good stuff in there. Like, I've got some IKEA stuff in my house. Like, my wife tries to fill it up with more IKEA. In fact, my bedroom's fully IKEA. I've actually got the little footsteps now going around the house. It is. It's a bitch, it is, when on Sundays. Because I don't do breakfast for the same price they do it. You've been there, haven't you? You've been dragged around by your parents?
Yeah,
crap, innit? Yeah. I actually like going there and feeling sheep. Follow the dotted lines, isn't it? Me, oh, follow me. As you walk around. Yeah, you ever done that? I've done the impressions where I walk around in people's faces. It's hysterical. So, right, 5 years from now, where do you want to be?
Porn star.
Mexican porn star.
Mexican porn star.
We can't, how can you be a Mexican porn star?
Because he wears a mustache and goes,
ay, ay, ay! Oh, Golden Bennett, he goes.
Bit stereotypical, this.
Okay, 5 years from now, then, come on the other two, then. You don't want to obviously be in a band, then.
We want to be porn stars together.
I don't.
All of us.
No, thank you.
No,
Josh
actually.
Doesn't and Rich doesn't.
I'm going
okay then.
I don't anymore either.
let's try and be sensible. Where do you want to be then in 5 years' time? What are you doing in school then? You know,
uni probably. I don't know.
Yeah, same
here.
You're doing uni in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. One stage at a time. We're currently in school.
Currently in school.
In Porthcawl. Right.
Doing chemistry, French, and maths.
Yeah.
So from chemistry, French, and maths.
I haven't got a clue what I'm going to do.
Yeah, do you know, I can't think of anything either.
Go to France.
Yeah, go to France and be a chemist.
Yeah,
okay. Be a French chemist.
I'm biologist.
Well, what about a Mexican one?
He's not taking Mexican, he's doing French.
Mexican.
Come on, then, what else then, Rich?
I do. What do I need to do? What?
I don't know.
What's the question?
Are you paying attention now?
No,
I was.
You're paying attention now.
Yeah.
5 years from now, what are you doing in school? What do you want to be?
Alright, yeah. Alright, I'm doing maths, physics, electronics, and geography.
Electronics, okay. I like electronics. Electronic geezer.
Yeah. I don't know what I want to do. Engineer, pilot.
Pilot.
I have flown a plane, actually.
You can't fly a
plane. Flown a plane.
You've flown a plane?
Yeah.
Go on, then. You're in the air cadets. So, how come you managed to fly a plane then?
I had a lesson a couple of years ago for my birthday.
A couple of years ago. How old are you now then?
16.
So a couple of years ago, what, 14? They let you loose in a plane?
Yeah, they did.
That's not good. Okay, let's go around then. Tom, man, come on.
I took maths, physics, computer and electronics.
And?
I took geography, history and English, and I don't know what I want to be. I want to be a golf professional.
A golf professional. Do you play golf now?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Keep telling him to speak in the microphone. He's obviously not working.
I like shock you every time.
Oh yeah, and Jordan stuck an axe in his knee.
I did.
He had an operation last week on it.
You stuck an axe through your knee last week?
No, I put an axe through my knee last year, and the doctors.
I've taken it out finally. I know the NHS is slow, but come on.
And so I have to have another operation.
Do you want to see?
On your knee last week? No, this is radio. It doesn't really work.
It's not that bad. Oh.
Cool.
And that's the one I did myself.
Right, so you did that.
And then that's to fix it.
And you've just had that last week?
Yeah.
And they've been up there playing the drums?
Yeah.
So you haven't been hitting the cymbals very well then?
No.
You don't need your legs to hit the cymbals.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, what about that hi-hat one on the left-hand side? You know, that ch-ch-ch-ch. Oh, you just did it that way, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't make it go up and down. Yeah. Right, who did the video interview then?
This man called James.
No.
Me and Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Rich and Jordan.
Rich and Jordan did it. Right, okay. How was that?
It was good.
Yeah, what was it?
Bright lights?
Yeah, very.
Can't see. Man asking.
Were there any sensible questions? You know, you've had nothing but sensible questions from me?
Yeah, there were.
In fact, you've had nothing but sensible.
Yeah, something like, what kind of music do you play?
Yeah, well, we've done that because it's written down here.
Yeah, but you said, what did they say to you?
You got to say, they tell you what to say.
What?
You go.
What we just said, isn't it? So 5 years from now, then, do you still want to be doing music?
Yeah.
But not necessarily together because he's ugly.
Yeah.
Right, and he's got a hole in his knee.
I thought you were talking about me. I'm not ugly.
Yeah.
Jordan's mum loves me.
She does.
Well, somebody has to.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's not going to be your brother, is it?
We can party now.
You can go and party now. Thanks very much for coming in, boys. Right?
Thank you.
You'll find it on the radio eventually.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, ta-ra, boys.
First, best, and always, CelticaRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
you. Judges, we love you.
We're pleased to announce that the Celtica Radio web shop has now been expanded. This is the place to get your official Celtica Radio merchandise, as well as contributing to our fundraising efforts to bring Celtica Radio to you as a multi-platform radio service. Some of the great products on offer are the Celtica Radio official mug, normally reserved as a special prize or gift. Now you can have your very own Celtica Radio mug to have your favorite drink. The classic t-shirt, made of superb quality cotton, with reinforced cuffs and waistband, plus double seams on all hems and on the neckline too. Sizes include medium, large, extra large, and extra extra large too. The Celtica Radio wall clock, decorate any room in your home or office with this superb timepiece, which features our beautiful Celtic knotwork design. Click on the Celtica Radio shop for more details. And thanks for supporting Celtica Radio.
Hello out there, it's really great at home or in the car. Especially Carl Burton Shore, so there and Yaki Dar.
The Carl Burton Shore show is so relaxing.
Hello, Carl Burton Shore here. I've just woken up. I was wondering, should I tell you about my show? Go on then. Yeah, right, I might as well. Fancy taking a trip with me to a world full of new music, funny bits and twisted tales? Yeah, well, if you're good, you can come with me. If you're not, you're not coming anywhere near me. It's the network program right here on CelticaRadio.com. And incidentally, the interruptions are courtesy of Betty the cleaning lady. So don't blame me.
Celtica Radio. Hot station. Cool music.
Right, welcome to Celtica Radio. All right, there's a sticker there if anyone's got a car. I'll take it or not, I don't care.
There you go on then.
Right then, Greenways, why the name? All right, let's start off with introducing yourselves then. Go on, Em.
I'm Owen, the bassist.
Alex, the drummer.
Ryan, guitarist.
I'm Rian, keyboarder, player.
Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry, I'm Ian, guitarist and singer.
Right, okay then. So, why Greenways? Because it doesn't give me an idea on why on earth you call yourself Greenways.
Well, our music teacher's called Mr. Greenway, so we thought we'd do a really nice thing and call ourselves the Greenways.
Okay, fair enough.
It was more really to annoy him. It turned the wrong way back.
Did it work?
Yeah, no, because he loves it.
Yeah, probably he does. He'll love it even more, like when he finds this is going to be on radio. Okay then, musical influences, AC/DC, Iron Maiden, you know, this is all the old stuff. Jimi Hendrix? Do you actually know who he is?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm just checking, you know.
Not personally.
No. Well, I don't think many people know him personally anymore.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, you know, you got CDs of his in the house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Vinyl.
Vinyl.
Oh, it's the best stuff.
Well, that's the big round things, isn't it? Vinyl.
Yeah. Spelt with a V.
Yeah, I got about 65,000 of them in my garage. I just sat there doing nothing. I've moved to CD and I'm moving to MP3 now.
Devil's work.
Wow. Takes up a lot less space. It's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Now I go around myself that big. Does the same thing.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. 5 years from now, where do you expect to see? I'm asking generally the same kind of questions. Like, so it's 5 years from now, where do you expect to see yourselves? Do you expect to be
open?
Well, we can try and do this as a band, because the last lot did it all individually. You can either do it 5 years from now. What do you think is yourself as a band? Do you think you're still going to be together? Or by then you're going to punch each other's lights out?
Oh no, most definitely not.
No.
Because we'll all be away in sort of uni. It's probably just getting together, doing a couple of sort of reunion gigs, so to speak.
Reunion gigs. Oh, I like that one, eh?
I know, it sounds good, doesn't it?
I'm going to be the second take that.
What, you were down that road?
Yeah, we could be the Eagles.
The Eagles? No, hold on. You've got a few more years before you get to their ages. Like, you know.
We can
get away with take that a bit. You know, it's a bit closer to home. And the Spice Girls, you know.
Oh, the Spice Girls. I'm their biggest fan.
Well, you're the only girl in the competition. Here's a question. How do you feel about being the only girl here? I've just gone through all of these and I wasn't too sure, but you are.
Yes, I know. I didn't realise myself, but yeah, I feel quite special.
Special?
Yeah.
So did we get anywhere with that 5 years bit? I can't remember now.
Not particularly.
Oh, okay, then, right, go through it then. I'm going to point, but say your names, please.
Owen.
Owen, right. What are you doing in school at the moment?
Finishing her off.
We're getting ready to uni.
Yeah, so what subjects are you doing at the moment, and where do you think you're going to be doing?
What do I think I'm going to be doing?
Yeah, you know.
At uni or just...
Well, generally.
Generally?
What's your financial future like? You know, I've got a daughter. Like, I've got a plan. Sorry about that. You know.
Marry a rich, rich wife.
Depends on how many well-paid reunion gigs you do, I suppose.
So you haven't got any job prospects. You're quite fancy taking on at the moment.
Yeah. So I see what happens at uni.
Well, it depends what you're going to be doing at uni. So, all right, what uni do you fancy going to then?
Swansea.
Going to Swansea. You're going to try and get into a Welsh one, like get away with Penol and fees.
That's the one.
Good idea. Next, go on then.
Alex.
Go on then.
I'm doing my GCSEs at the moment, so it's close, coming up to them.
Yeah,
about 5 weeks.
So, and you know, what do you fancy doing then?
I don't know really. I haven't really thought much.
Right. Okay. Next.
I'm Ryan.
Right. I'm just checking this out. Like, you know, my daughter's got an idea of what she wants to do. Like, and she's doing her GCSEs at the moment. Like, and so far, none of really seems to know what the hell they're doing at the moment. And I don't mean that just generally about you as well. Like, the other two bands have been before you being the same.
The general consensus is nothing.
General consensus is going to be doing nothing. Okay. Yes. Come on, let's come have some sensible question now. I want a sensible answer.
Okay, well, I'm Rhiann, the only girl.
The only girl, yeah, we know that.
In September, I want to go to Cardiff to do music in Welsh.
Music in Welsh? Yes. And what's your... Well, all right, after music in Welsh, then, what do you fancy doing with that?
Well, I don't really know. I don't know if I want to go into teaching, but...
Right.
Go into playing with orchestras and maybe S4C, something like that.
S4C? That's just around the corner from where I work.
Oh.
Yeah, he can hook you up with him.
Put in a good word for me.
No, I don't work there. I just started to work around the corner from him.
Good
food. Give
us some coffee. Go on
then,
last one then. I'm Ian. I'm doing music and computing at the moment, and I'm hoping to do primary teaching with music, but I'm not gay. Just to
what?
Kill that.
Fine. I haven't got a clue what that's got to do with it. Why? You've got to be gay to do that, is it?
Oh, some people associated.
Check it.
You've got a puce colour there. So shame this is not TV, because I tell you, the camera would have gone, wow, flip it out! Alicia Beaton colour! You're not a ginger redhead under there, are you?
Do you know what? Yes!
Is that what it is?
My secret's out.
Okay, then. What was the set like tonight then?
Went really well, thought.
Yeah, I thought it went pretty good.
How many songs did you do?
Three.
You managed three, didn't you? Because some of the other, one of the other bands had managed four.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got shorter songs. Yeah, own material, or did you go for, you know?
We did two of our own, the Greenways and Close Your Eyes, and then we did Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd to finish off.
Cool.
That's why we could only do three.
That's why we could only do three.
Yeah. So there was a bit of an instrumental bit in there. You were going for that prize, weren't you?
I was.
What's the prize in there? Hold on. It says something in here. Top instrumentalist prize, the Edrol R-09. What the f*** is that?
I think it's a recording device.
Yeah, eh?
They don't even know.
That's why it was vague on the poster.
Well, yeah, I was brilliant prize. I ain't got a Scooby what it is. You know, I work with all this stuff.
I bet they're like, oh, I don't know what it is, let's just take a picture.
It looks brilliant, like, you know, looks like an iPod actually gone wrong. On steroids, maybe.
A meaty iPod.
Right, anything else, you know? Do you want to know anything?
Have we won?
You can ask me a question. Well, no, I don't know about that. Well, what do you think? All right, okay.
That's
from
useless.
From the other bands, and the other two that have been on before, yeah? What did you think of them?
They were quite heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were quite heavy.
You're going for more of the classic stuff,
yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're quite different.
And charm the judges by winking. I don't think it worked this time.
I don't even know how they're doing the judging. Is it judges?
Yeah. Yeah. I even said, I love you, judges, at the end.
Is it?
I thought it
worked, yeah. He was sucking up there, wasn't he?
Normally a wink, so.
Oh, yeah, I winked as well. It's okay, yeah, I winked.
He would demonstrate, but on radio it doesn't work.
We can demonstrate as much as you want, like, but nobody's going to see it.
There you go, that's good.
Everyone's winking, you know. Right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You know, go on and enjoy the rest of the gig.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Rexing and girls.
Thank you. Celtica Radio. Celtica Radio. Celtica
Radio. Celtica Radio. We'll be right back.
Nice one. Ben's just got a change of a guitar, so I hope you've noticed my LED belt. If not, take a note of it. Who wants a free shirt? Change of tone. Whoa, whoa, cut that crap out. Yeah, that's more like it. Thank you.
my time. I wasted my life standing in line. The longer I linger, the more I wander. The places, the steps of this thunder. Breakthrough medicine has given me a kick again. So strong you'll make me sweat. I need an antidote. Behind, look closer and you might find what you're waiting for, what you're waiting for. Riding on road, riding the storm, took a long time, but now we gone. Don't have to come, as a matter of fact, been hit like a hit on the head, like a brain dead. Behind, look closer and you might find what you're waiting for, what you're waiting for.
Chasing you forward.
This song is for everyone who's had a good night tonight. We've been offset.
This is Ryan Hellman. The amazing new album, Mistakes Included. Out now. Available at www.ryanhellman.com. Ryan Hellman's amazing new album, Mistakes Included. Get it now at www.ryanhellman.com. It's a funny situation.
Join me, Fred Stacey, for the Total Edition with real life stories, news, and great new and unsigned music here on CelticaRadio.com.
On demand, on the internet, 24 hours a day. This is CelticaRadio.com.
Right, offset.
Yeah.
What have we got from the band then?
Pete.
Ben.
Right, Pete plays.
Bass.
Ben does.
Guitar.
Drummer's missing then.
Yeah.
And?
Singer as well.
Oh, singer as well.
Yeah, and they're both called John.
Oh, two John. Wow, we can just talk about John in general then, can't we? So then, from the four of you then, right, it says here you were formed in 2007.
Yeah.
Right, and it says here you did Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, we've done a few now.
Was that done with Major Musics?
No, the first one we did was a school's one.
Oh, a school's one, right.
Yeah, just in Brinteg school.
Right.
But, yeah.
So Brinteg's got more than one band in the school itself?
Yeah, we had to actually, like, go against... Was it four of us? To come through to this one, because there's a lot of bands I wanted to come to represent.
Right, okay, because that's one of the questions I asked the other bands, like, because some of them have just got here because they were the only one in their school. So you've had to do, like, you know, a round before this, or heats.
Yeah.
So do you was that lunch hours in school or something?
Yeah, well, we just took an hour off and just did. We all played, and I don't know, Andre,
staff and
organiser, he just came and judged it.
It was terrible, though, wasn't it? That
was really bad.
The worst. That was like
none of us were prepared at all.
5 years from now, where do you expect to find yourselves? You know, do you expect to be as a band in five years' time?
Hopefully, we'll be like. But I'm like, it just depends on whether we all go to, like, uni and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I don't know if Pete wants to go to uni, but do you want to go to Cardiff if you do?
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to go anywhere far anyway, so, like...
Hopefully well, you want to try and stick to the unity in Wales, it's cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't. Yeah. We didn't tell anybody else that, you know, no, it's cheaper in Wales.
Yeah.
To make sure it's cheaper.
So we Fender.
Yeah, so we're pushing Wales, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you watch the match today? Let's go for this, go on.
Ireland, yeah.
Well, did you watch it?
I was leaving the house in a hurry, and they were three down, like, Wales.
Right, yeah.
And I thought, they're going to lose this. Oh, and then I just went...
Well, do you know, I saw that. I saw the start of it. When I left my... Because I was at my mother's house, I did some work down there, like. And I left there, and Wales were flipping, 7 points in the lead. And by the time I'd managed to work out how to find it in my car radio, right, because, you know, it's no, the last time I did it in my car, it was in Welsh. I wasn't happy about that. But I could work out what the score was.
I suppose so.
This time I found it on an English station, all right, and all of a sudden, Ireland were in the lead. And I completely missed what happened.
Rubbish.
Not happy about that.
That's when I left the house.
Yeah.
Like, and my granddad, who was over, weren't really happy either. He's quite a Welsh guy, you know.
Well, look. Right, I've had this. Doesn't take somebody long, right, to write texts out. Our Father, who art in the millennium, handsome be thy name. Thy grand slam come, tries will be done by Jones, Peel and Williams. Give us this day our daily bread of heaven, and forgive us our offside. Because they didn't do too well. As we ruck those who trespass against us, and lead us not into bad discipline, because we had a bit of that as well, but deliver us from Ireland. For Wales is the kingdom, the daffodil and the dragon, forever and ever. All right, but?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Now, God knows how many people's got that already. I mean, I've just sent it off to 6 people.
Yeah. Well, the weirdest texts are like, oh my god, I have something to tell you. So you know, I've heard some serious, you know, shit about you, like, and then you ring them up and you're like, oh, what have you heard? And you're like, you dull so and so, like, go to the bottom of the text and it's just like, see how many dull people like you ring.
Do you ever have one of those, like, saying your mate's in trouble?
No.
Yeah, got caught by the palace guards or something like that. There was a phone number to contact on it, and it's actually the phone number of the palace office. My wife rang it. Her friend sent it to her, and she rang up the palace.
Well, I've got that number as well.
And the palace had to change their they've changed their phone numbers since then, because it was going around. So they were getting phone calls left, right, and centre. And my wife was one of them. I think on the end, my wife. You know, fancy you. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Sorry. Anyway, back to what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
All right. Right. 5 years from now, then. Right. What are you doing in school at the moment, then? You sure about this?
No. Yeah, GCSEs this year.
Yeah.
And A-levels next year. I hope to do music for A-level as well.
You're going to go for... You're doing music A-level, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I might be going to college to do a B-tech.
In
music, but I don't know.
They do B-techs in music.
Yeah, they're not. But it's not that well respected. Like, I heard something about a HND in it, which I want
right,
to
yeah.
Because, you know... Me and Pete are both, like, quite classically trained kind of thing. Like,
yeah. Classically trained?
Classically trained.
Right,
like,
okay, then.
Stuff,
so we got Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's no classical bit there. Rage Against the Machine.
It's all very classical.
Yeah, classical so far. Tell me when I hit something classical. I'm not too sure of that one, because I can't read your writing. Well, Jake right. Pastries, isn't it, or something?
Jaco Pastorius.
Oh, thank you. I can't even tell what the next one is.
Do you want me to read it for you?
I told him
REM, I can work that one. Stereophonics and somebody about something in their store. Andy Lowe's store or something.
Can't remember that one. My writing's not the best.
Right, it's well, you've done right. You've done two records.
Yeah.
Well, we've done a few more.
We've got two records at Blossom Studios in Blinar.
Yeah.
Blinar's popular then, because you've done another two up there as well, haven't it? With
No, we've done one with
Barclay Lodge or something.
Barclay Lodge, yeah, with right. Moon. Like, he records the guns as well, you know.
Alright.
We go up, yeah, we've been up there and done two tracks, but one of the ones that we recorded at Blossom ain't, like, the ones at Blossom ain't so, like, scratch, because we, well, it's not due to Blossom Studios.
Okay.
So don't be put off by it, you know, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but, so yeah. Out of what you've done tonight then, like, we set on stage, right, that lot out there, there's about 800 out there. 800, 900, and there's still a queue you can see out there, and they're out there as well,
yeah,
trying to get in. So how do you think you did compared to the rest? Because you've had a chance to see them before you got on stage.
Yeah, I don't know, there's some tough competition. I said it went okay, there were no major mistakes, but it could have been better.
Nobody broke a string yet?
No, not quite.
Has anybody broke, out of the other bands I've been in before you, anybody broke a string yet?
I didn't notice.
Well, so we tuned up like a minute before we went on. They were like, the other band were going, went off, and then we had to go on the stage, but you know, we hadn't even tuned up. Like,
yeah.
So that was quite a rush as well.
It's a bit dodgy, but.
Yeah.
But it went alright though.
Yeah,
I think.
You had them all jumping up and down and whatever?
Tiny bit.
Yeah.
Well, them jumping up.
Yeah, the audience, the audience, not you, the audience.
Yeah, they were going wild.
Good.
Wow. You know, they pulled me down into the crowd, and I was loving it, you know, until someone grabbed and twisted. That was quite painful.
Is that why your eyes are a bit streaming like that?
Yeah, probably.
And the voice is gone as well, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a bit breaky to be.
Wow. Right, well, thanks for coming in, guys, all right?
No, thank you.
You'll hear the interview out on Celtic Radio probably during the week,
yeah.
All right? Because we've got the audio coming from in there as well. All right. Thanks very much for coming
in. Fender.
All right. Cheers, guys, and good luck.
I think it is time we demonstrated the full power of this station.
Celtic Radio.
Vocals in the monitors, please. A lot more, thanks.
How's everyone doing tonight?
One more time, that was terrible. How's everyone doing tonight?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, we are called All for the Fall. Got some merch on the side, but and it'll be available after this. You tried and failed!
Drum vocals in the drum monitor, please. And please.
Can we just have more, a lot more vocals in the monitors?
Thank you. We love you.
Damn, I will.
Okay, this is a heavy one, so we want to see a nice little circle around about here.
We want to see a lot of movement from there, yeah.
Ready?
This is for Chris Tuff. Yeah.
It's got all my way!
I can't just jump right now!
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got that! Well, I'm just here!
You was your voice! Now she's returning without her
gold.
You never know what to be.
You're getting low. Thank you. Okay, we got two songs left for you.
Let's see you all move in. This next song's called Nothing New.
Forcing out the questions. This is not enough. This is not enough. This is not enough. And now I wanted it to make. How does it shine in my?
You're just a link in the chain. You think that just can't remain. You're nothing to me.
Thank you very much, it's our last song, it's called Fiesta.
Vote Show is happy to be broadcasting in association with the Welsh Unsigned website. If you are a band in need of exposure in Wales, or simply want to find out information about a Welsh artist, go to www.welshunsigned.com. Welshunsigned.com, putting Welsh music on the map.
Oh, na 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 na.
Been around the world and I can't find
oh, na 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 na.
Samir said,
right away. Zena, you tore the entire universe. You know it's Cartel and Zena. Zaga now, sing Zaga Dega da.
DJ just like you.
Easily. Been him alongside Zena.
Hi, this is Zena and I'm here with James Lewis on CelticaRadio.com.
Okay then, All for the Fall.
Hello.
How do you do?
Hi.
Welcome to Celtica Radio.
Thank you.
Right, ages then, let's start with, what have you done to your face? You've got black marks down here.
I know. Oh, fight.
Yeah. you're the loser then, was it?
Yeah.
Right, okay then, let's go with the names then. Let's start on my right hand side.
Ali Jones.
What do you do?
Play guitar. Andrew Harris, play bass.
I'm Andrew Bishop, and I play guitar.
I'm Dan Edwards, and I play drums. And I'm a lead singer.
You were the lead singer and on drums.
Yeah, because he broke his jaw, so he couldn't sing.
Typical.
So we all. You broke your jaw. Come on then.
I knew the secret would come out.
What were you doing then?
Playing rugby.
Got kneed in the jaw.
Last Sunday. Put me up for 6 weeks, so I can't sing for 6 weeks.
So we've been rehearsing all week then, as fast as we can, to try and sound half decent for tonight.
Oh, blimey!
Typical.
That was a good one. So one of the other bands actually managed to put an axe through their leg, so I think you're second.
That's
beaten mine.
Well, did you go to the POW?
Princess of Wales Hospital?
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Because he was in there on that Sunday, you said, didn't it?
Yeah.
So you were there on Sunday with a broken jaw, and he was there on Sunday getting his leg done at the same time. Must have been a busy day at the hospital. That must have been an interesting day in casualty there. Oh, what's wrong with you? I've got an axe in my knee. What's wrong with you?
Sounds like one of those really drunk and interesting stories, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I remember when I was young and I had an axe in my knee.
Are you checking? His trousers up. Look at the scar on that. He's going. The axe was a year ago, mind you. It was when the op to repair it he had on Sunday.
Wow, that's
not that cool.
I didn't ask how the axe got there, though. I wasn't just not very good. Anyway, right, post-hardcore quartet from Bridgend. Sorry, from this area?
Good research.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Research.
That was well researched because you wrote it down. I can actually read your handwriting, so I mean, that's not bad. Who wrote this anyway?
I think it was me.
I'm illiterate.
Yeah. Sure about that? Well, I don't know.
That's my writing.
That's your writing. That's tidy, I like it. You're never going to be a doctor, are you? See, you've got to have crap handwriting to be a doctor. I got crap handwriting. I'm not a doctor either. Right then, did you do your own material tonight?
Yep,
nice, 100%.
How many tracks did you do? How many did you write down?
Five.
You did five. You managed to squeeze five into your 15 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah,
probably went over 15 minutes.
Ah, you went over. Is that why Frank was still on the stage, probably looking?
No, I think there was a bit of a hold up at the start, so there was a bit of a hold up getting us on, and then you know.
So you just dragged out the evening now for me now for another half an hour of it.
Yeah.
Cheers, thanks very much. I know the blame now, right? Don't take the recording. So, was it all your own material?
Yeah.
Right. So when you're doing a track and right, you're laying it down. Who does your lyrics? You know, do you do your instrumentation first, music's first, lyrics afterwards?
Sort of bring an idea to practice, see if we think it's going to work or not.
Criticize for a week.
Yeah, decide on it, then work on it, then just musical stuff. And then once we get a piece pretty much finished music wise, then just add the lyrics. And then about 6 months down the line, we'll decide we don't like it and then change it completely. So,
yeah, you're allowed to do that. You can do that. Yeah. Right, so out of your music then, like, you know, what was it about tonight then?
Basically, 100% energetic is our show aim.
Yeah, I noticed the mosh, because we were out there as well, like, you know, in the mosh pit, like, I'm not going in there.
We try and liven it up a bit, don't we?
Yeah, we love it. Don't like standing still yet.
It's more fun. It is a lot more fun.
We got like a motto: if you come off stage and you're not sweating, you haven't worked hard enough.
True. Can't argue with that. Practice. Drummer's always the one that's working the hardest, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if he's got to hit the drums and sing as he had to tonight.
One man show.
So right, are you going for the top prize here? Were you going for it?
We just kind of
to play to the crowd, really.
Just play to the crowd. We were aiming for selling the tops tonight, weren't we?
Yeah.
Just coming here, sell some merchandise.
Yeah, it says merchandise. So how do you merchandise then? What have you got merchandise wise then?
We used to have t-shirts.
Lovely t-shirts.
You did have t-shirts.
Now we're down to about two. Yeah. We did have stickers, but they kind of
stolen.
Went pretty sharpish.
And then CDs, obviously.
We got plenty of CDs.
You got CDs as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Well done.
Two-track demo thing, but it's better than nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting old now, but it's getting good.
We're starting to get bored of it now.
Yeah. When we formed now?
4 years ago.
Yeah. 4 years ago?
Kind of.
You sure about this now?
Yeah. We've been going since Aled was 13.
12.
Oh, Aled. Oh. I'm feeling old now. Old. Can you zoom a frame out next? That needs something to hold his jaw up as well. Right, thanks for coming along, guys. All right, good luck with the competition.
Thanks.
All right, go out and enjoy yourselves. Right, go out and jump around.
Thanks
so much. All right, thanks for coming in.
Bye.
Come on, come back and do it properly then. If you want to do it, come on, you know, get on there.
Check us out on myspace.com/allforthefall. Thank you.
There we go. Cheers, guys. Ta-ra.
This is CelticaRadio.com.
Are you ready? Enter. We'll be right back.
Thank you. This next song is called Crucible of Saviour. But before we start, we'd like to give a big thank you and a big applause to all the bands that are here now and all that will be on later. Thank you. Go on, give us a applause.
Last song.
You have to turn your mic up.
No.
Ask to turn your mic up.
The symphony of that, lads. Can you turn the microphones up, please?
Believe.
This song's called Symphony of the Night. Again.
Yeah.
Goddamn what? What's that? Upon Gossett and what? Better than the feeling.
You've been lovely! What?
Do you know that Celtica Radio has a fully functional outside broadcast unit? The unit has a drop-down stage and is able to sustain a live concert plus technical support staff. Our outside broadcast and roadshow facility is available for hire. And we have a successful track record of producing high-quality, live output to augment your event. For further details, please contact sales@CelticaRadio.com. If you would like to know more, then why not have a listen to recordings of our live productions in both the programs and archives sections of our website. That address again is sales@CelticaRadio.com. Or telephone us on 07005-963-770 and press option 2.
Hi, this is Keith Berry Davies. If you're a fan of classical music, then you'll just love Classical Moments right here on Celtica Radio. The show features some of the most famous pieces of music ever composed from the last 1,000 years, as well as the occasional brand new composition too. It's a veritable feast of culture, from Albinet to Vidor, Bach to Wagner, and even contemporary composers from the early 20th century. That's Classical Moments, established in the year 2000 here on Celtica Radio International. Available on every continent in the world, online, and on wireless internet, channel 915.
We're getting bigger by doing it right. This is the highly successful sound of CelticaRadio.com.
Right then, Nomuri. Why Nomuri?
Because the guitarist is a manga fanatic, and he loves Japanese people in general.
Yeah. Right.
Japanese. So he thought, we'll have a Japanese name.
Is it Japanese then, is it?
Yeah. Japanese.
What do you mean, Nim?
Sleep.
Sleeping.
To sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
It means sleep.
Yeah, so we thought it was ironic
to
the fact that we don't really play sleep.
Well, yeah, I can cope with the side of that, right? So start off with names wise, and what do you do?
Tim, vocals and guitar.
Lee, vocals and guitar.
My name's Ethan, and I'm the bassist.
Steve, drums, backing vocals.
Oh, you had a mic as well, then, did you?
Not a very loud mic.
He's not a louder mic, is he?
No, it wasn't very loud.
We needed louder mics.
Yeah,
we needed louder ones. We could only let it fit in 2 songs because our songs are quite long.
Yeah, I didn't notice that we were stood out there.
Yeah.
No, it does say here, like, you know, have a range of classical okay, along with all your other musical influences that you've listed. Between the Buried and Me.
Yeah.
Dream Theater.
Yeah.
Symphony X.
Yeah.
One I can't read, let alone pronounce.
Is it Necrophagist?
No, that's the next one. I could have done that one.
All right.
I just can't read the writing. It looks like titanium or uranium or...
Oh, Trivium.
Trivium. Is that what it's meant to be, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it says here, like, not much vocals.
No.
We've all our songs have got vocals,
right?
Not much.
And we
no, but not much because they're long.
Yeah,
yeah. We go off on tangents.
The gig tonight, we were going to open with an 8-minute instrumental piece,
right?
And then after that song finished, we informed we had one song left.
Well, four minutes left. So
I don't know. It must have been some sort of delay with setting up or something.
Yeah, so we don't have much time.
Yeah, you're 15 minutes on stage, apparently. That's it.
It's because he's got about 20 million cymbals to set up, so.
Yeah.
Oh, so you had some of the drum kit was your own stuff then, was it?
Yeah, most of it, yeah.
Oh, most of it? I don't know, because I go out there, all I can see is a drum set, and it just looks like the same one every time I walk out there.
We know we have a routine, like every time we play a gig, we
always
put a long song in there somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? It was. You can send the audience to sleep?
Well,
sometimes.
We try.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do you have this long song then?
I think it's mainly because of our progressive influence.
Right.
All that. So we decided to do long songs. We do have a lot of short songs, but we didn't have time for length.
So you only managed to get the two in tonight then?
Yeah.
So, and an intro.
Oh, and an intro. And right, okay. So did you see the other bands that were on before you?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, you know, what did you think of them?
I liked them. It is
okay. I like one.
So, you know, stiff competition then, you reckon, is it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Especially from all the four.
All for the four.
We haven't won.
Very good.
We have not won.
No.
Sorry.
They are very good, to be fair. They were flawless.
Yeah, because...
Absolutely flawless.
They were the line before you, just before you, weren't they?
Yeah, they were really
good. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And the accent that are on now are very good as well.
Yeah,
am I missing a band?
Yeah.
And the Greenways.
Oh, shut up, boys. Go on, bugger off. I'll be out there now, then.
The Green Maze are very good as well.
Yeah.
Well, so, right, is it all the stuff you do then is all your own material?
Yeah.
So, right, if you were making a song, right, let's say you're sat down making a song, right, and you decided you're going to do one, do you do lyrics first? Do you do the music first? Who does what when you do it?
Well, we sit in a room with a melting pot of ideas and just show them in.
Put them in, yeah.
Right,
it's musically first.
You do musically first, then, is it?
We don't really care about the lyrics at all.
Right.
It mostly consists of me upstairs playing the PlayStation as well.
Ah, PlayStation, always good.
It's a lot of modifying as well. Like
we're up to Xbox 360 now, please.
I'm the Xbox guy.
Everyone die online. I'm crapping it.
We're on PlayStations.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. 5 years from now, where do you expect to see yourselves? You know, as a band kind of thing? Are you going to go musically together as a band? Or, you know...
Yeah. As long as we can, yeah. If we go to university or whatever, we'll probably stick and probably go across to each other's unis.
Yeah.
Whatever. If we're not in the same uni, we'll probably just go across, find a place in the middle and practice there.
Well, yeah. I can do a degree in college, so I can stay in my house.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
It's all good. So, you know, what are your plans like then, you know? 5 years from now, do you expect to see yourselves in the Millennium Stadium, you know, gigging? Big styles? Up there with the biggins?
For bands like us, it takes a long time to get noticed. I mean, if you look at the bands we're influenced by, they're all in their 30s. They haven't been known for that long.
Yeah.
So you've only got, you know, 10 years to go then, is it?
Yeah. It takes a lot of
work. It takes a long time to find our audience.
We're not here, are we?
Didn't come here to listen to 10-minute long songs. So.
True.
This dream, Dream Theatre fans would like us because they've got long songs as well as us.
Yeah.
Dream Burnham music fans, Opeth kind of fans, all that kind of fans. But,
so have you made up an EP or a CD?
We made an EP about a year ago. We had an ex-vocalist. We didn't like him, so
sacked him.
We parted ways.
Lobbed him out of the band and called him an ass.
Oh, go on, say it as it is.
Yeah, to put it bluntly.
And since we've thrown him out, we've recorded one song.
Yeah. Well, we tried to record a couple of songs in my house, but it didn't go too well.
In his kitchen.
Yeah, because the sound card had too much latency on it.
Yes. Bit of a refraction off the windows, was it? You know, and the walls and the kitchen cupboards, pots and pans.
Yeah.
Especially when you throw your drumsticks around, like they have a tendency to hit things, don't they, really? Oh, I've just fried an egg! Lunch! Come on. It's not going to go down very well in your kitchen.
No,
bedrooms are better because all the soft furnishings.
Yeah, you can fry eggs in the kettle. Boil eggs in the kettle.
You fry an egg in the kettle. I want to see that one.
Boil.
Right, well, thanks for coming in, guys. Right, there's a sticker there. When you get a car, you can put it on the back of your car.
Is it waterproof?
Hey?
Is it waterproof?
Yeah, it's you can put it on the skins because it's a window one. It goes on the inside of the windows.
Alright.
It's not like sticking on the car bumpers. Alright, but on there, you'll find the website address. Yeah? This is going out, it will go out on here.
When's it?
We'll go out this week.
Alright, yeah.
What day do you know?
I don't know. Just go to the website and it'll say all about the gathering. There'll be a bit on the website about the gathering, this event, and then it'll just be say click here. You can either download it from the podcast, you can go to iTunes and probably download it, or you can download it direct from the website, or you can listen to it and stream it online. All right. Thanks for coming in. Good luck with the competition. Yeah. All right, you've only got two more to suffer with, and the accent are on now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Quick, get out there and have a look at them. See you, man. All right, cheers. Thanks for coming in, guys. As you go and kick the mic.
www.celticaradio.com.
We're the Accent from Archbishop McGrath Catholic School. Oh yeah, baby. This first song is called Cocky Bastard. You can hear it on our MySpace, www.myspace.com/theaccent. All night trying to figure out a fucking song that rocks. A tiny through my head, relationships and shit. What the fuck is this about? I'm talking back to me, and
he's not dead.
Trying to get off with every garment. Trying to make that he's in drop. Still got it good, I think. To do, shall I go through? I don't wanna fail again. My nerves are wrecking me. Should I sue? Should I go? The cocky bastard made me, and
he's not dead.
Trying to get off with every garment. Trying to make that he's in drop. He got it good, I think. Come on, make some noise! And
he's a dead.
Gotta get up, let me go and live. Gotta live, that he's in drop. He's got it, do what I say. Come on, how's it here? I say, whoa, oh, 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 come on! Thank you very much! Alright then, who wants some freebies? Anyone want some freebies? Got some little sticky men for you. Woo! Alright, this next song is called Make Up Your Mind. Make some noise!
wake up, you're my heart. Well, I would drink for you to be my heart. Just you and me, and your beat. Why? I want you in my shack, for the shack with the thing I would want to, that'll do for me. Would you please pick up your mind? For you to be my height, just you and me, and your boots to me.
Two, one, two. Ah! It's the last song now because I'm knackered. This isn't my keyboard. I borrowed it from the school. But I'm having trouble understanding why... Number one, it's not working. Keyboard, hello? Please? Pretty please, keyboard, DI.
Hello?
It is on. the volume helps. Yeah, so we borrowed this from our school. Now, taking into account, we're in a Catholic school.
DJ!
I'm having trouble trying to understand how they teach kids keyboard using sounds like this.
Yeah.
Okay, but seriously, it's our last song now. It's a slow one, so get your lighters out, get your phones out, whatever you kids have. This song is called Try to Be Me.
Try to be me, bitch. Try to be me.
up. But I have to, because it's my life. Oh, it's my life. It's my life. Try to be me, bitch. Try to be me. Try to be me, bitch. Try to be me. Try to be me, bitch. Try to be me. It ain't that easy. Josh Curtis, everyone! Good night and God bless.
We've all been there. You're walking through customs and you hear the words...
Excuse me, sir. Mind opening your bag, please.
You panic. Alcohol. You didn't buy any. Too many cigarettes. But you don't smoke. Phew. You're in the clear. Then you hear...
Are these your sausages, sir?
Now, you probably didn't know that it's illegal for travellers to bring meat and dairy products into the UK from outside the EU. So you say, sausages, leave it out. And the customs officer says...
Precisely, sir.
If in doubt, leave it out. Because illegal food products from outside the EU could spread disease and damage our health and environment. For more information, visit defra.gov.uk.
Hello, join me, Steve Edge, with great new and unsigned music here on CelticaRadio.com.
Right, the accent. Is that correct?
Yep.
Welcome to the studio. Okay. The gymnasium, actually, in the leisure centre, but never mind.
I'm tempted to go on that running machine right there.
Is it?
The adrenaline's rushing.
You can watch the TV at the same time. They're really posh ones. Yeah. Look, turn around. Look at that one there.
Can you order food while you run as well? Is there a button for that?
Well, not that I've found yet. Burger and chips hasn't arrived. Every button I've tried. I did use my phone, though, and got pasty. It's amazing. Technology works.
Oh,
right, then. How long have we been formed together, then, guys?
Me and him, 2 to 3 years.
Tom and Josh.
Tom and Josh, sorry.
Yeah, Tom and Josh.
I'm by here. And Dan joined 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
2 weeks ago?
I'm the new drummer.
So you're not James, then?
I'm not James, no, I'm afraid not. Sorry to disappoint.
I remember.
Yeah, so it's Dan, is it?
It's Dan.
Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, the driver's man. Age?
16.
Oh, I was going to have to cross that 16. Didn't need to, did I? Okay, then. Gender, meh. So that hasn't changed then, has it?
No.
Not too sure?
No, not that I'm no.
Okay, definitely male. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good sign.
So, right, 2 years you've been going, except for the drummer who's just arrived.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Who I must admit did a very good job. We were out there watching you.
Thank you very much.
Impressed there?
Thanks.
Right, musical influences? Green Day, Blink 182.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
We've got loads of influences, obviously. But
no one liked them, but I really, really, really liked The Darkness.
Oh,
I
The
loved
Darkness.
That band. I did.
I didn't appreciate The Darkness at all.
Not at all.
Doesn't have any clue that's
why. All
right. So here we go. Right, the band's been going 2 years. And I've just killed it off in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Okay then. So right, start off with your names. Then right, we know we got Dan over there. Now he's the drummer.
Yep. I'm Tom. What do I do? I sing and
lead guitars, vocal, yeah, and keyboard. As I remember looking on the
screen. Yeah.
Yeah, you forgot, didn't you?
I did.
What happened to the mic when on the staging?
Because
suddenly it just shot off. And you, no, you had to come over and kick it over, didn't you?
I was just sat there.
Why would I point to the drummer?
I know. Such an awkward position.
Right, and then we've got
Josh. I play bass.
Josh on bass.
Yeah. Some backing vocals, which is very well.
Oh, backing vocals as well. Yeah. Right then, was it all your own material tonight?
No, we did one cover by Rihanna, Umbrella. We played,
which was fun.
Did you?
Ella. Yeah.
Oh, I missed that bit.
Oh no way.
It was good fun.
But the rest of us.
Oh, that's it. Somebody's got a phone on in the studio.
How unprofessional. That's my mum. My mum texts me, have you been on stage yet? Was it good?
She'll hear that because I'll leave that in.
Yeah. Hi, mum. I'll mix up for the Mother's Day card.
Oh, you forgot, did you?
No, I'm not that bad.
He says.
Right then. So what it's doing it again.
I put it on silent, but now it's vibrating. No, now it's my auntie.
Aww. Right, hold it in hand. We won't know it vibrating.
Right. There we are. Put it
back. Mine's in my pocket. Aww. Where it's nice and quiet. You can't hear it down there.
Lead singers, who needs them?
Drummers do. Yeah, otherwise, you haven't got a job. Right then. Obviously, I can't ask Dan this. Like, you know, if you were making a track together, like, do you do the lyrics first or the music first?
We haven't written the track for a while. We've just been playing the same old
songs. Last time I wrote songs, 14. Oh, we're just so lazy.
Yeah.
No, but we're not, because we have schoolwork and stuff, so we're right onto that. And
no, it said on your little bio, you're like, you know, played all over Wales, South Wales.
Okay.
It's a very big place to cover, like, you know, anywhere in specific, like, you know. Did you manage to get to Newport?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you went to Barry.
No.
That's all right, good grief, otherwise you wouldn't have a car with wheels on.
Cardiff, Abertillery,
Abertillery.
Was that Ammanford? We played
Ammanford.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, Mid Wales somewhere.
Brecon. It's about my limit, Mid Wales.
Banwen or something like that's called, isn't it?
Yeah, Banwen or something.
So right, you know, out of them gigs then, like, you know, how did you get them? Have you got a little manager working for you?
No. So now they just come along.
What do they just go on?
No, well, when we first, which is I really recommend to any band that's starting out, we went to a lot of jam nights,
right?
Non-paid gigs. So we got our name around and we got people, you know, dancing along to covers and stuff like that. And people actually go to jam nights and look to book bands and stuff. So we did that a lot. And then we started getting paid gigs and then...
Right, that's good.
Yeah.
So, right, out of the competition then for tonight, you know, how do you think you did compared to the rest?
I think we did okay.
Yeah, it went quite well, I think.
Because, you know, there's only three of you in the band. One of the band's got five.
Yeah.
You know. A little bit more of you, I don't know. Yeah. Although, admittedly, you know, you were doing, what, three instruments? Or two instruments, you know, guitars and keyboards. Whereas one of the other grand bands, you know,
sounds so cool, doesn't it?
That's it. Yeah, two at once. Wow,
you're almost
two.
Time,
so right, 5 years from now, then where do you expect to find yourselves as a band?
Qualified
kind of thing, either
planets.
With or without Dan, you know, because obviously he's only been around for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you know, 3 weeks time, he might have got rid of it by then because he said he's rubbish.
Well, we've given our other drummer a bet and see how long he can, because he went to the RAF. That was why he couldn't.
So he didn't join up, did he?
I've given him a week. Josh has given him 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're betting on how long it takes him to
so how long
wimp
has he been
out and get
yeah,
back.
He hasn't actually gone yet, so we don't know if he's actually going to go.
No.
All right, so he hasn't even got that far yet.
No.
So he hasn't. Oh, it's not Swindleby. Where do they go?
But he left school, so we had to get
Halton. They go for training now, isn't it?
Yeah,
RAF Halton.
That's where he's going.
That's the one.
Yeah, down by Oxford.
Yeah,
I did my training there.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm 22 years.
Wow, cool.
I'm an old fart.
Really looking great, I guess.
I'm retired.
Yeah.
No, it.
Oh, they'll laugh in the back. Whoa!
I'm not on the judging panel, so you can suck up to me as much as you want. But I can't cock all to do with it.
Oh, well, I'll just leave.
Yeah. Right then, I forgot where I was going now with the conversation. We did. What are you going to be doing in 5 years?
Yeah.
How are you doing on your school at the moment then? All right, we'll start with Dan then. What are you doing in school?
I'm still GCSE.
Right, so you're currently doing your GCSEs at the moment,
yeah,
then, is it? You're doing the next. Well, starting basically after Easter, really, isn't it?
Yeah. which right. I'm really looking forward to.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah!
You get it easy these days. Oh,
go back to school and try it.
I think we'll give James a ring.
Any day, because half your percentage is against your coursework these days.
Come on, then I challenge you. Take a GCSE again.
Oh, I don't need to. I've done HND.
We're AS students.
Yeah. First year of AS this year.
All right, that's...
First year of AS?
Yeah.
AS is your first year.
Only, well...
It's AS A-levels you're doing, isn't it? But AS is your first year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. I had to think about that one then, because AS wasn't around when I was there. I did A-levels.
Josh wants to go into medicine.
Or dentistry.
Oh, I'm a dentist. Oh, you know, I've never seen a poor dentist yet. I don't know what they say about the NHS, but they've never seen a poor dentist.
Nope. Do you reckon many dentists play bass?
I don't know, I'd be a really
good No, but I know my wife's dentist, he plays saxophone.
I play saxophone.
He plays saxophone, he plays everything.
Who does that now?
Josh.
Josh, see?
Josh.
Names.
You're going to whip it out tonight, weren't you? But
yeah. What about the saxophone, though? Thank goodness for that. We didn't do that on stage. That could have been embarrassing. Right, thanks for coming in, guys, right? Sorry. You'll be able to hear it on the radio next week. There's a sticker thingy. Oh,
wow.
All right.
I like stickers.
You like stickers?
Yeah.
All right, do you want one as well?
I still get stickers from my dentist.
Well, that's it.
As long as it's not Josh, because he can't afford to give them out yet.
I'm going.
Shame.
All right, check out the website. Like, it'll be online probably by the end of the week at the latest.
Okay.
All right, because we've got to go through all the editing of this waffle.
Yeah.
And I'll cut out all the bad bits. That's about 4 minutes of flipping vocals. <probably there.
laughs> Thanks.
Thanks for coming in, and good luck anyway.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Ta-ra. www.celticaradio.com.
Yes, hello. We are Presidential Consent. Oh, yes. Alright, our first song we're going to do of the night is Run While You Can. Nothing wrong with me, then your head. I don't think you can see. Shake your mouth. Don't wanna hear your voice. You're gonna die. You haven't got a choice. My black fish is like a dream. It's a dark. I can hear the scream of a beast. Go, come back if you run. Nobody can. Yes, you all love us. All right.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm a freak!
All right, this next song is an original piece. It's dedicated to Lieslot on the front because they're just awesome tonight. Oh, yes. Give me fives. Everyone, oh, yes. Feel the love. Okay, this next song's called Ripped Apart. I never thought I needed you. We had a fight and you say we're through. This didn't go nowhere. Oh yes, thank you very much. Oh yeah, and all of you, I've ignored everyone of you. Alright, well, I guess we're off now, because that's why. They'll be out to announce the winner shortly. Thank you very much. Alright, you guys have been awesome. We'll see you soon.
Anytime, any place, anywhere.
Ay, caramba.
Celtica Radio's on-demand programs are available 24 hours a day.
Get cracking, we've work to do.
And unlike other radio stations, you can choose when to listen and the types of programs you would like to hear.
I've got a song here, and I'm going to try and sing the verse of it.
Don't forget, we're a free format radio station, so if you have a favourite song you'd like to hear again, get in touch with us. Details are on the Contact Us page on our website.
Oh, golly-do!
Celtica Radio, hot station, cool music.
Celtica Radio is a fresh new kind of channel, completely independent from any station on the air anywhere. We are available on the internet 24 hours a day, broadcasting using the latest technology. Celtica Radio's programming is receivable locally and worldwide by anyone who has a computer with internet access and a sound card. Log on to us at
www.celticaradio.com
and be part of the experience. What's more, you choose the programs you listen to. Our presenters are experienced professionals and we play great music and support and nurture local talent too. Check us out whilst you surf the net. If you are an advertiser looking for new ways to get your product across or represent a corporate organisation interested in state-of-the-art media, then we'd like to hear from you. Harness the power of the internet and Celtica Radio at the heart of the Celt in you.
I love Celtica Radio.
Right, parental consent. Correct?
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, three on one side and two on the other, one on the other.
Yeah, no, I feel left out.
You upset them all, have you?
Yeah, probably.
Right then, let's start off with your names then. Start from my right then.
Dean.
And you'd play?
Bass.
Craig. Play drums.
I'm Jack Farmer, and I'm the vocalist of the group.
I'm Ben, I play guitar.
Well, I worked that one out.
Oh, you never know, you could play banjo.
No, banjos are smaller than that.
Could be a very big
if he'd have turned around and said he plays the drums, I'd have been worried, like, you know, he's got a guitar strapped to his back.
Could have been a very big banjo.
Unless, of course, he's growing out of you.
He never leaves her alone, so probably is.
Yeah, but what about his guitar? Right then. How do you think you did tonight?
Well, I think much better.
I'm so happy with how we went. Best performance we've done.
Yeah.
I think it went pretty good.
Went pretty good.
Yeah, but all practices and it's gone better than ever did.
We kind of like got dragged together.
So how long have you been together then as a band?
Three weeks.
Yeah, yep. We're all in the same college class, and we just, our tutor said this battle of the band, so we all joined the band and worked our ass off.
Right, and your tutor, what's your tutor?
Phil Jones.
No, he's not, is it?
Yeah, Phil Jones.
Yeah, I know, I've just told him he's an old fart. What's he doing here?
The master Phil Jones.
Yeah, right. If it weren't for him, we wouldn't have had that experience.
Yeah, if it wasn't, so I'd like to say thank you to Phil.
Yeah, cheers, Phil.
Yes, thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, stuffing you out there, thanks. Sticking in front of all them kids. Anything?
That's a hell of a good time while doing it.
Well, I enjoy it.
You enjoyed it, did you?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was amazing.
So, was it your own material, like, or were you doing covers?
We did one cover.
Chase Your Lane by Glendale Gang, and then we did two of our original songs, and then we made.
We did our three original songs and a cover, but because we were told.
You had 10 minutes on stage, and that's it?
No.
15 minutes.
We were told we had 15 minutes, but we
didn't realise how quick it went.
But we decided to drop a song. Because we were told, as a joke, but we took it seriously. If we went over 50 minutes, they'll turn off the PA.
By one of our other two, it's like,
they probably would, actually. You know.
Yeah, knowing Colin, he would.
Yeah, and it would have been well embarrassing.
Oh, Colin, right, he's the guy on the PA then.
Yeah.
Where do you know him from then?
Music Tech.
Oh, he's in the college as well, is he?
Music Tech College.
Oh, right, so he's trying to learn how to use the desk as well then.
I know, yeah.
Nothing fixed.
Yeah, he teaches.
Oh, he teaches people how to use the desk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why he's got all the other people sat around the desk, like, all scratching their heads.
College students, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know. I just got dumped in the deep end, like, you know.
Oh.
Off you go and go and do that radio. Yeah, I'm going to do that, Bill.
Would you have ever done? Gone on stage in front of all them or done this?
I've been in front of a stage of 2,500 people.
Okay, fair enough.
In your face, Dean.
Shut. Dean just got old.
Shut you up.
So, right, you're all studying music then in the college,
yes.
Is there a, you know, what do you want to get at or achieve at the end of this then?
First diploma.
I want to stay on for the other 2 year course and then I want to work in music.
Well, doing, what, production?
Yeah.
Desk work or just...
Perform my own in my own studio.
Nah, performance me as long as
performance is main, but if like that doesn't,
I want any sort of performance. That's what I gotta do.
Anything to do with music, is what I've always loved. So.
As long as I'm on the stage, I don't care in front of how many people, I'm happy.
2,000 to 200,000, as long as I'm on stage.
Sorry. If you can find a flipping stadium that can fit 200,000, right, we'll all be joining in.
I download loads about that.
That's not one stage, though, is it?
I'll play on all of them.
All at the same time.
Yeah,
you can do that. We can use radio transmission across the stages.
I'll be a master.
Right, well, I better let you go then to find out who's going to be winning this thing. Good luck with it anyway.
And here's some bandwidth.
Keep your fingers crossed for us.
Oh, look, I've got your poster. If you want it, there's a sticker there. You can stick it in your cars. There you go. Oh, that was my last one, isn't it? How do you do that then? Wait, what? No, it goes on the inside of a window, that one. Cheers, guys!
have results. Gonna bring them to you in just a few minutes time. First of all, let me remind you, the gig is gonna be on Celtica Radio next week, so listen out for that one. Also, all the stuff that was shown up on the videos, it's gonna be on the Art Cult website. That's artcult.org.uk, so you can check that one out as well. Now, this is the way we're gonna do it. You know the vibes. I'll tell you what we got. The winner, the overall winning band, gets £500, 2 days recording with 15 records. That's sponsored by Rock School UK and 15 records, all right? A professional video interview and live footage as a lockdown showcase special. That's sponsored by Rock School and 15 records also. And also a showcase gig sponsored by Black River Arts, okay? That's for the winning band. The two runners-up, £250 per band, sponsored by Rock School UK. Professional video, that's interview and live footage once again, and that is sponsored by Rock School and 15 Records. Showcase gig once again by Black River Arts. And then all the other competitors, all the other bands that took part, a massive well done to everybody, first of all. And every band that took part, if you're not one of the top three, you will get 7 hours worth of rehearsal time in Lush Manic Rehearsal Studios, okay? We also have a musician award as well. We've got an award, we've got something that's going out to the top musician. And I tell you what, I know you're all eagerly awaiting for the result. Who do you think should win it? Who? I can't hear you. Who? All right. Here to tell you the announcement, to announce the winners, please give it up from Rock School UK to Simon Pitt.
And the runners-up, in no particular order, the first band, Parental Consent. The second runner-up band, again, this was unanimous, was The Accent. Right, the next award we're going to do is for the musician who impressed the judges the most. We had to say... Oh, yes, absolutely. We were very impressed by the standard of the drummers. And we would like to give the Eduroll R09, which, although it weighs only about 9 grams, is an 8-track digital recorder of some power. We're going to give it to Jack King of Defenders of the State. And finally, with a score of 200, the runaway winners of the gathering for the 2008 was All for the Fall.
One more time, a big round of applause for the judges, please. Big round of applause for every band that took place. Big round of applause for the organisers. Yes, hey, I like this man. Do that again. Big round of applause for everybody in the house. And I think that's all that's left for us to say from the gathering, from everybody in the house, is thank you for coming, thank you for supporting the event. It's been wicked, you've been wicked, I've enjoyed myself. Well done to all of the bands that took place. Good night. Celtica Radio.